James White, and he is the director of Alpha and Omega Ministries, a Christian apologetics organization in Phoenix, Arizona. And he is a professor, having taught at various schools in the field of apologetics. He's authored or helped author 24 books, including The King James Only Controversy and The Forgotten Trinity. Dr. White, welcome to Encounter.
It's great to be with you.
You're coming to St. Louis, or the St. Louis area, I should say, the first week in December. Talk about what you're going to be teaching.
Well, actually, I feel sort of sorry for the poor folks there at Covenant of Grace Church. This is the 23rd consecutive year they've had me there, the first weekend in December. And so I'm just hoping maybe they'll find a good speaker someday to be able to do that. They've got to be getting tired of me. I mean, seriously, coming up on a quarter of a century of Van.
Now, that really sounds like a long time, a quarter
doesn't
of
it,
a
though?
Century.
But,
yes,
you know, once you get as old as I am, you can start using terms like that that make you sound really, really ancient and experienced and stuff like that. But no, seriously, it has been great to be going there regularly for as long as I have, obviously. And, you know, we'll shoot for at least 25 and see what happens after that, because I don't fly anymore. After COVID, I'm not flying anymore. I'm driving an RV everywhere now. So it's a different kind of experience that used to be with just a little weekend trip in and out. Now it's, you know, a couple weeks, actually. I'll be on the road for 3 weeks as part of this. So, but no, we try to cover important theological issues, topics that would be relevant to the church. It's interesting. We have discussed the sufficiency of Scripture and the inspiration of Scripture and the nature of Scripture a number of times in the past. But what is interesting in doing something for nearly a quarter of a century at the same church is the issues that are prevalent now and the challenges that exist now that were not as emphasized or didn't have quite the same tenor to them when we talked about this, maybe say, you know, to repeat things, people forget things, just because you did a seminar 20 years ago doesn't mean that that's cleared everything up. But you also have to be able to reorient the emphasis a little bit to deal with whatever current challenges have come up. And of course, with everything happening in our world today, there are all sorts of new challenges in regards to whether the scriptures are sufficient. I would honestly and sadly say that a large portion, I think, of even what would be considered the evangelical church doesn't really believe that the scriptures are sufficient, that there is a necessity to go outside of them for very important information. I think a lot of people today are sort of like, well, you know, I have to update my phone every, you know, how often?
Six months or first year, but they forget that the Bible is always true and it never changes. And I'm looking at some of these terms that you're going to be talking about, Latin terms that in the 16th century were popular, but some of the same terms talk about the inerrancy of Scripture and so many of the basic things, grace alone, that are forgotten about in today's world. Maybe you could address those topics briefly.
Yeah, the things that were central in the Reformation, a lot of people don't have any idea of why wars were fought over these things or people were willing to die over these things, because we have very different important things in our minds. And to be honest with you, that was a day when, unlike today, where emotion has become the primary means by which we make moral decisions and even political decisions, back then, people were willing to die for doctrinal assertions. And I mean, I had the opportunity in 2017, man, it seems like it was yesterday, but in 2017, right before the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, I had the opportunity to lead a group in a tour in Germany. And in fact, I got to preach in Luther's pulpit in the Castle Church in Wittenberg. It was one of those bucket list things, believe you me, to be able to do that. But we were in the Wartburg Castle, which is where Luther hid from the authorities. And there is a tower. It's not the main tower of the castle. It's the one in the back that has, I guess you'd call it a dungeon. I mean, the only way you can get into it is through a square hole at the top. It goes down about 40 feet. There are no doors, no windows. It's a bad place. And a man was imprisoned in that dungeon by the name of Fritz Erba. And Fritz Erba was a Baptist. He had read Luther's translation, which he had done at that castle only about 15 years earlier. He read that translation. He came to the conclusion that a person should be baptized upon profession of faith rather than upon birth. And he was arrested, and he was lowered down into that dungeon. And Lutheran ministers would come and sit up at the top and preach to him from up there. He was in that doorless, windowless place for 7 years before he died. 7 years.
He died because he believed the scriptures were real and in his faith.
Well, that's true, but think about it. How many of us would endure that for our doctrine of baptism? I mean, seriously, couldn't we all sort of find a reason to go, okay, all right, maybe you're right. I want out of here. I'd like to see my wife and kids again, you know? The point is, that period of time was so different than what we have today. Because his was not faith based upon emotion. It was a faith based upon conviction. And that's why it withstood 7 years of confinement until his death. And so that, to me, is sort of central to what we're going to be doing in St. Charles. And that is, when we say the scriptures are sufficient, what do we really mean by that? We need to understand what their nature is, what it means to be God-breathed, the term that Paul uses in 2 Timothy 3:16. And we have to just honestly address the fact that for especially the younger generation who are accustomed to updating their OS every few months and that kind of thing is central to their life, why can't we get an update to Scripture? Why can't there be new Scriptures? Why would something that was written literally in some instances in the ancient, ancient world, 1,400 years before Christ, how can that still be relevant in a day of satellites and exploration of outer space and all the technology we have today? Those are issues that really do need to be addressed, and that's one of the things we're going to be doing.
So only by grace, only through Christ, our salvation is accomplished only by Christ's work. And so often today, people want to weave so much more into that. And you will be discussing those types of things at the conference, at the seminar. That's going to be the first weekend in December.
Right.
And it's going to be at Covenant of Grace Church. The website is covenantofgracechurch.org. That's covenantofgracechurch.org. So you've got a lot of things that you're going to be talking about that we just touched a little bit on. This is all free, and you don't need to register. And again, it's that Covenant of Grace Church. What else are you going to be touching on? You have a lot of times to preach, but a lot of people come every year to hear the new things that you are sharing about the old, old truths.
Yeah, really. I'll be honest with you. The 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon one is really tough. You just had lunch. I'm a Baptist. We genetically fall asleep about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just sort of how we're made. And so trying to keep the audience attention at 2 o'clock on a Saturday, those are the diehard folks. They're the good folks. And as I get older, it gets tougher and tougher to do that. But obviously, we could, given the number of challenges that there are to Scripture today, how we've received it, how it was formed, how we can understand what it originally said, but especially to the issue of, is it enough? We can definitely fill that time, and will fill that time, because there are so many issues to be addressed, because there's not only the unbelieving world and their rejection of the Scriptures as being God's revelation to mankind, but there are a lot of religious objections to the sufficiency of Scripture from various religious groups, that we may have folks from those groups in our families, in our neighborhoods, work, whatever it might be. And it very frequently comes up in our conversations in that context. For example, I used to travel the world through 2019 anyways, and did debate on important issues in Muslim mosques in South Africa, London, in Melbourne, Australia, Sydney, really around the world. And the sufficiency of Scripture, the coherence of Scripture, the consistency of Scripture, the accuracy of Scripture, these are all issues that come up all the time in that kind of a context as well. And so that has sort of come back into our thinking a little bit over the past month, let's be honest, for a long time, Islam was central to what a lot of people were talking about. And then with COVID and stuff, we sort of stopped talking about it. We sort of stopped thinking about it. But now with the war going on in the Gaza Strip and Israel and Hamas, all of a sudden, all that is back. And that means interaction with Muslims. There are many more Muslims in the United States than there have been in the past. And we need to understand, for example, the sufficiency of Scripture in light of the claims of the Quran. The vast majority of Muslims have never read the Bible. The vast majority of Christians have never read the Quran. So we talk right past each other and very often don't understand what the other side's saying because we don't have that kind of a background. We haven't done the study that's necessary for that. That's something I've been working in for many, many years and haven't had a Muslim debate now for a number of years, but actually have done about 40 of them around the world, again, up until COVID hit and changed everything at that point. So
you can see that Dr. James White, when he comes to St. Charles, will be talking about lots of topics you might want to really bone up on as you hear him speak so that you can be prepared to share with others about your faith and help them come into a saving knowledge of Christ. December the 1st, 7 p.m. on Saturday, December the 2nd. And on Sunday, the 3rd of December, he will be speaking in the Sunday school class at 10 and the 11 o'clock worship service. And that's all at Covenant of Grace Church at 1111 Mugi Road in St. Charles, Missouri. You can go to the website to find out more, covenantofgracechurch.org. That's covenantofgracechurch.org. Or call 636-447-5691. That's 636-447-5691. Dr. White, it's been a joy having you on, and we hope that many will come to the presentations and find out why their Christian faith is so solid and so important.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.